Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design, thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection. Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Matt and Matt.
Did I go too soon?
I think you were right and I was wrong.
Yeah.
I think it was good though, just the way. Matt.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all you need.
I wish it were just a little more shrill. Can you work on that?
Amplify it in your headphones.
We can try. What am I, two on this?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Cool. What am I, two?
You should go up. There you go.
Yeah, I can't hear a thing. Okay. Perfect.
Right there?
There.
Good?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Perfect. I love it. All right. Now that our levels are set. Welcome to the fifth episode.
I think so. Yeah.
Third James Bond film.
The third James Bond film in the series, the fifth one we're doing. Our guests today, all the way from the Scripps Networks. Allie Ward, Georgia Harsock. Welcome, guys.
Hi.
You guys are great.
Thank you guys. You do your cocktail things.
You guys go on adventures and then make inspired parties about it.
Yeah, fellow drunk historians.
Yay.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
that's right.
Guys, I have not laid down a drunk history yet.
Matt, you'd be good at it.
Yeah, you should.
I would pontificate. I wanted to do the molasses story, but they got somebody before me. I was like, fuck.
Oh.
The Boston molasses spill.
It's my favorite story.
I don't remember that.
Oh, they might have never actually made it, but they did do. They did film it. I talked to Mahoney about it. Anyway. That's some inside information.
Yeah.
I think I'm putting some pieces together now.
Yeah.
Someone got cut.
Yeah. I know that happened, but I...
Really?
Now I'm starting to put it together.
Yeah. Anyway.
Like, what could you do wrong on Drunk History? Maybe you did right.
He did right. That's the problem.
Yeah. It was too accurate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Syntax was perfect the entire time.
He was driving and not like, completely within the law.
Oh,
well, welcome to the Drunk History Podcast.
Yeah. We were talking about drunk history. Okay, guys, Goldfinger. You guys, to my knowledge, have never seen a James Bond movie.
Nope. I really love this because I was against it already in so many ways. But then when you wanted us to do this, I was like, well, this is a great reason for me to watch it.
Yeah.
There's like a purpose instead of just me sitting around watching, you know, my feminism die a little bit inside.
Yeah. I had never watched. I was like, what's the deal with James Bond? Like, I didn't know. I was like, I know people watch it and there's gadgets, but I didn't quite know
the way
what
you say that.
The Such deal was. And I had a pretty strong reaction to it.
I feel like James Bond is one of those things where, like, if your dad, like, it's like football. If your dad didn't watch football when you were a kid, you have no point of reference for it. And the same thing with James Bond.
Yeah,
also,
that may be true.
If your dad watched James Bond, though, your mom was, like, in a closet, bound and dead. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. And then he moved on to the next. Like, I can't. I had a lot of reactions to this.
This is a really, I'm so excited.
It's going
to
be a unique perspective. I'm glad because we haven't had anybody that has no prior experience with James Bond. So
yeah,
this
you're
is good
our,
that we do
you're
this.
Our first.
Because
yeah.
So, we do not condone or, well, it depends on the movie because they're not like this anymore. So this
yeah.
is a bit of a period piece. What?
Are
well,
they?
They
like,
are,
how are they not
they
like
They are
this?
A little bit like
well,
this.
How are they
no,
not like
no,
this?
They're not like this in that.
Well, he has a wife and kids now.
Yeah, he's settled down.
He did get married.
He uses condoms.
What?
He got married.
There's like a tacit acknowledgement that Bond can be a much more of a chauvinist. Now, in these current ones, it's more so relegated to the bad guys, if that makes sense.
Mm.
You know, it's not saying that the movie doesn't involve some misogyny or that sort of thing, but it's not trumpeted as like, we're cool with this, right? You know, it's usually as a plot point that...
Well, it... But also, still to this day, the first girl he fucks in the movie dies immediately.
Yeah, what the?
And then he moves on.
He never had sex with her in Casino Royale.
Wait, you Did mean he never al- really? Wait, Come he on. Always fucks someone and then she dies?
Almost, typically. Yeah, almost.
Are you
every
serious?
Time.
And he's yeah. just fine. Isn't he yeah. scar? I think he's a. You guys, James Bond is a narcissist. We're all.
Oh yeah,
we know
oh,
that.
He's,
right?
he's a horrible person, especially from the novels, because like, the author was pretty much awful. He's an awful misogynist. And,
yeah. So, wait a minute.
I love Ali's reaction.
We yeah. just skipped over the fact that, like, oh, yeah, he fucks a chick in the beginning of the first act. She dies, and yeah. he moves on without any counseling.
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
No counseling
all the time?
Whatsoever. Yeah.
This guy's a psychopath.
His counseling is vodka. That's his
counseling. He's an alcoholic psychopath.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, he's also a murderer, so it's not like yeah. he's... the problem with the movies is they got to be cartoons where that became kind of became this thing where that's cool, no big deal. And so the newer movies better explore how flawed this whole world is.
Oh, but you know what, though? That's irritating because – and I was reading an article, I believe it was on Slate, like a few months ago about
– That's pretty misogynist.
Isn't it already? Yeah. About cable television anti-heroes and how because you can get away with more, it's exploring the flawed psychology of an anti-hero is like kind of like the thing, Breaking Bad and The Wire and just whatever, Mad Men, but that doesn't excuse the behavior. It's like,
sure, no,
but it's sort of like, but you guys, it's fucked up, which is like, but he's still doing terrible things.
This is an interesting sort of way to look at it, because I never looked at it like that.
The new ones? I see the new ones totally in parallel with these, like the new golden age of cable television.
Yeah?
Where, yeah, because he's, I mean, when Vesper dies, his last line is, the bitch is dead. And it's supposed to be that he's this cold-hearted thing. But she
did double-cross him.
But
I mean,
also,
I thought that was a valid line.
But the way they play it in the movie is more nuanced, and it feels like he's doing it also as a denial. Like, I have to hate her because he loved her so much, which is totally new for Bond. You wouldn't get that in a Connery one or anything like that.
Yeah, but does it excuse his actual behavioral choices?
Mm-mm.
No, so like backstory is I feel like backstory is used as a justification of really reprehensible, like, psychopathic behavior, which
well,
I'm
best,
like, that's not okay.
In the very beginning, like, one of the first scenes of Goldfinger, aside from the duck on the head, which, can we talk about that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, that's...
I mean, it was a seagull, but go ahead.
Whatever.
Waterfowl.
Either
it was waterfowl.
Way, it's way more obvious than if someone just swam up underwater. Like,
you have an amazing point.
Wow.
An amazing
anyway,
point.
The first
Why
thing...
Why take the risk?
No,
he has scuba gear.
Waterfowl doesn't swim that fast.
Unless
like,
there's some,
know.
Like, little periscope that
yeah.
which they did not show, so yeah,
they
that's
could
just...
have that.
Yeah.
Anyways, he uses a female human being as a
human shield.
A shield.
I have
that
written
he was
in my
about
notes.
About to have sex with.
Woman, tit shaking... Then she's in the bath. Did he use her as a human shield? Question mark. That's in my notes.
Did you say tit shield?
No, tits were bouncing.
Tit shaking.
Oh,
because the first time we see her, the first woman 2 minutes in is shaking her tits, and then you're like, oh, she's naked in the bath.
Well, she's belly dancing.
Whatever. She's as though you don't shake your tits when you're. It's what you do.
Well, I'm just saying.
And then she uses as a human shield. Like I wrote the same words.
It'd be weird if she was like dressed like a secretary and was doing that.
I don't even think. But the thing is, he.
Does it matter that she's in on it?
No, but he didn't even know for sure. I mean, yeah, you
oh,
see the reflection in the eyes.
Yeah.
He knows.
It's not
he
like...
He knows everything.
Look, I'm not defending this, believe
the
me.
The 25 seconds in, my first note, I wrote down 25 seconds in, I hate James Bond. That's all. I was like, this is... Well, that was a knee-jerk, yeah. if nothing else.
My first note on this was that I found the Foley work at the beginning of this movie to be batshit crazy. Because the sound of the C4 coming out of that tube... is the most reprehensible thing I've ever heard
what
committed
is,
to audio.
I love our first notes
it's just
tell
like,
a lot about...
It's
no!
like so disgusting.
It's
and it's
like
that,
slimy.
But louder. And it's like, gross. Why do you need that sound?
So yours is... You hate James Bond. Yours is you hate the sound of the C4 tube. Mine is typical, like, minutia. Well, that's still Bob Simmons in the gun barrel sequence. It's not even Sean Connery
oh, wow.
playing James Bond.
And I'm
Did
like, ducks
notice?
Don't move that quick.
Did you notice Bob Simmons does a hell of a jump?
Yeah,
like it's
yeah,
just
when
like
he does his leap. Yeah,
it's, yeah,
like
it's really funny. If you watch Daniel Craig now do the gun barrel thing, where you know at the very beginning of the movie,
uh-huh.
it's so much quicker and more calculated, and it looks like he would actually die. Whereas this guy looks like he would get shot mid jump because he really yeah, takes yeah. a good.
It's
second
like he
to
had
jump.
The bullet in the gun and he had to use like centrifugal force to
get
jerk
out.
It out. Yeah,
the credits also were 45 minutes long.
Yeah,
and I was like,
and
tell me after if I'm still totally. Watching.
Oh,
tell
see,
me
that,
after.
That's one thing I just love. I
why? What is the point of that?
Style, the song, it's something you don't get anymore. It's a throwback to another era.
The song actually killed me because I don't. Am I the only person that had the words to Moon River in their head the whole time.
Entire time.
Moon River.
It's very similar.
Same thing.
But that's not as cool. You're either steeped in Breakfast or Tiffany's or James Bond, and
well,
you
then
choose
I was just picturing
camp,
the two of them making out, and I was super into it.
No,
well,
they would just be. They would just be so many psychological issues in two people. They would never. Their faces couldn't get close enough to make out because they both are so afraid of intimacy.
Yeah, they
Holly
could,
Gold Lightly.
I know Holly. Yeah, that's a Bond name right there. But you're right. Like that's quintessentially male and female, the two most fucked up.
Totally.
Yeah. Cinematic archetypes. Yeah. You're like,
I'm into that movie. Yeah, let's do it.
Can we
sold
do,
in the room.
What's
let's
the
do it.
What's the story?
Ship it when you ship it.
No, what's that?
That's when you relationship, when you see two people and you try to make them happy. You know, it's like fan fiction where you're like,
that's fan fiction. That's what I was trying to think of. I would write some hardcore James Bond, Holly Gold Lightly.
Do you mean like hardcore?
I love it.
Yes, hardcore.
All right. Holly Gold Lightly is
Holly Gold Lightly.
Yeah. It's a great, get up on that. Someone write that. Send
they
us
will.
A link.
Someone Photoshop us a Goldfinger, Holly Gold Lightly, Breakfast at Tiffany's.
And also, if that's Connery and Audrey Hepburn, and they worked together in, Robin and Marion, they were in a movie together.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What's up, a Rain Man?
Yeah, it's just not the first time I've
He's
been
great,
called
isn't
that.
He?
I gotta go.
A couple of fun things that this is the first time we see Bond's Rolex Submariner.
Oh, okay.
His what? His what?
The Rolex that he's wearing.
Okay.
Which you can now buy on eBay. The same year Rolex will run you about $68,000.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah. Now, this is the first time we're seeing a completely unrelated cold open, which is completely unrelated.
You're right, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a tie-in in the pre-credit sequence to the film. This is like
so. This little fun adventure we see at the beginning has nothing to do with the plot.
I was wondering because I realized about 6 or 7 minutes in, I was like, "What the fuck is this movie about?" And then I literally had to get on Wikipedia and be like, "All right, gold, some gold."
Yeah, I was like, "Am I missing some important dialogue?" Because that's a thing that I think that I didn't understand about Bond is that the dialogue and the reasons for things don't really matter.
They don't.
No, no.
And the whole time I was like if I couldn't hear it or I missed something, I'd rewind it, and then I'd be like, "Oh no, it doesn't matter what anyone is saying. That woman, that blonde woman, it doesn't matter. She isn't an integral character.
Her name is Dink in the movie. Isn't that the worst?" Are you talking about the one at the pool?
Yeah.
Or,
Dink?
Oh, you mean the masseuse who he swats on the butt and says,
man
quote,
talk.
Yeah. Man talk?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I think that one of my notes was this movie should have been called Woman or Bad. And then it's just, I couldn't believe how much fucking fighting. I was like, you guys.
Lots of fighting.
Talk it out.
And really bad, really ineffectual fighting too.
Like people are cockroaches. Like just kill them and then move on.
Yeah, they have families and people who care about them.
But this is a heightened world of. I'm not.
I know, but
this?
I can't suspend my disbelief.
I finally figured out where all those henchmen came from.
Yeah, those poor guys.
Which? What are you talking about?
All of Goldfinger's henchmen.
They were like Oompa Loompa's evil cousins.
No, they were Chinese.
I thought they were. In the book, they're Koreans.
But they're Chinese because they come. China's sending them over. They're like, here you go,
to
have some soldiers, because that'll help us out.
Oh, I never.
They tell
that.
You that in the when they're like, the reason we have all this money for this this bomb is because China.
I have to say,
China's really helpful.
This may anger you too, but this is typically one of the most popular, if not the most popular, James Bond film. And I watched it this time, and I was checked out. Like, I just found it a little.
It was a
boring.
Chore. It was a chore to watch. Yeah.
I have to say, at the very, I hated it the whole way through. And I was like, I don't get it. Guys are crazy. Like, I don't understand men. But then at the very end, I was like, all right, that was okay.
Did you find any fun?
There was some redemptive.
Seeing past a lot of the ridiculous bullshit in there, but was there any fun for you in the world, like just the spy world and the gadgets and the music?
Not the gadgets.
The gadgets, I was like, that is the jankiest GPS I've ever seen. Like any, like
the
Hyundai.
The jankiest GPS.
Like a Hyundai. I don't give a shit. Right now I'm living in 2013, so I saw that and I was like, a Hyundai would come with better standard GPS, and I don't care. Not to mention that's a sweet move where you destroy someone's tire, like in a Mustang, you ruin her car, and then
I know
that's just
that was
mean.
So terrible.
Like you shouldn't need those kind of can openers on your hubcap.
Plus, she just shot at you, and you're just like playing it. No,
yeah, I just couldn't. That's coming.
Guys, but, you're jumping ahead.
Okay, sorry.
I'm so sorry. But no, the gadgetry, I was just like, it was like if someone made you go into Brookstone for 1 hour and 37 minutes and you're like, this is just like a Brookstone catalog. It's like a Sharper Image catalog that will not fucking stop. Only they're like, look at my tiny radio transmitter that is the size of like, a, you know, a toaster. And you're like, I hate you.
I agree. Like, the, I get that some people, are, like guys especially, are really into the gadgetry of it. Yeah. That to me was not very interesting. I did like some of the chases and some of the fighting and some of the costumes and I don't know, but the gadgets, yeah, I don't, I like to read books and I hate Kindles, so like to me it was like the same kind of thing where I don't care about Kindles.
Is there anything to be taken from the fact that like
I own eight
nobody
eight
had
Kindles.
Seen
do you really
yeah. No, you don't. Why do you have eight Kindles?
I get the new one whenever it comes out.
So what do you do with the other seven?
They're on Kindle eight at this point.
You have them like Beanie Babies.
I'm collecting them.
If you ever want to sell, well, I don't know if I want a Kindle, but I don't want
to. It's nice to have one for like $10.
Oh, look, yeah. The gadget girls.
I'm just saying, I like books, and if it has a radio transmitter and it can
some of them have Wi-Fi and 3G.
Oh, jeepers. Also, we'll like, talk about that later. Yeah.
Okay, let's do this. What were you gonna say?
I don't remember.
Okay, wait. Can we go back to the Jill who was killed with the
Jill
body
Masterson.
Paint?
Jill Masterson.
Oh, yeah. Have we even gotten that far? Because I want to talk about the blue-eyed Mexican man.
We're gonna.
Oh, I didn't notice.
Yeah, the guy that comes in when he sees her. He sees the intruder in the girl's reflection.
Oh, we're still there. Okay.
Yeah,
that is
takes
the
a while, guys.
Stunt man, and who, and the guy that they hired to do it, I can't remember why.
I guess my cheekbones look the most Mexican.
Yes, that's right. And that's he has like crystal blue eyes.
That's in the
crystal
interview.
Shut
right.
up.
In the interview, was like, my I got my cheekbones were the most, so I look. I guess I look most Mexican.
Because in Doctor No, there are a bunch of Asians, but they don't hire. Asian
they
hire
two. They're two Asian women.
Yeah,
in the
for
movie.
The small parts,
who
but for
are
the
great,
bigger parts, they hire
be...
Anglo actors. Yeah. Yeah,
and then do them up Asian.
Well, that's pretty natural for that time.
Yeah, I mean everything was above board from like a politically correct standpoint, right?
Anything goes.
Yeah, everything was no. Everything.
Let's get back to it.
Come on. Yeah. No. Also. Yeah.
So, but also,
that's what's so weird about. I'm sorry.
What? No, here we go.
The you guys are two of like the nicest. Gentlest creatures I've met
that we know of.
That we know of.
Why so suspicious? First of all,
well, because you love James Bond.
Because you because you're a Bond sympathizer, and that makes me.
When have I ever sympathized with him?
Well, I mean, discussing like whether or not his.
I can't approach this academically.
No, I mean, but I
I'm just playing.
Can you approach something involving pussy galore academically?
Yeah.
Is this, yeah. There's,
you sure can.
Yeah, I mean, you can approach anything.
I'm not defending that at all. I think it's ridiculous.
I mean, you can approach anything academically, but
Oh, wait, you know what's going to be worse with that?
What?
Is, her, that's not her original name.
Oh, what her real name was right. Like.
Oh, Jesus.
Vaginal fisting.
Oh, sorry. Oh, no, what it was is not the original response. So when she says, my name's Pussy Galore,
he
says, what does he say? Of course you are.
I mean, I must be dreaming.
Yeah.
The original line was, I know, oh, God. This
I know
is
you
not,
are, but
this
tell
will
me.
Really endear
tell
you
me.
To it.
Tell me.
I know you are, but what's your name?
Oh, gee whiz.
What the fuck? Like, what I don't understand is this was made in 1963. This is, like, pre the Summer of Love. Like, people were like, we kissed in a park and we smoked doobies. And that was a revolutionary. But this is, like, my name is All You Can Eat Vagina Buffet. And they're like, sweet, let's put this as a mainstream movie. How is that okay?
It was cutting edge, and I'm not defending it, but action-wise, travelogue-wise, gadget-wise, sexism-wise, it was something people hadn't seen before, and I think that's why it was a phenomenon. Good or bad, that's why it was, because you didn't get pussy galore in a movie.
But wait a minute.
That's the time it was. There was a thing I read on Reddit. They had a newspaper clipping article of this section of the paper where they ask locals a question, and there's this thing where they ask husbands if it's okay to spank their wives,
oh,
and they
oh
use
God.
The word spank. Every single guy says, of course it's okay if
when
she gets
this?
Out of line. This is like 60-something.
Yeah, there's a really great like coffee ad that you can find online of like, it's like an advertisement for like, your wife got the wrong coffee. And it's like a picture of a wife bent, like straddling this dude, her husband's leg, and he's spanking her.
Because that's both...
Don't get out of line, or your husband's going to spank you if you get the wrong coffee.
That's both abusive and somehow like they're trying to be titillating with it or something.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's
yeah.
The worst of both worlds.
Like, it's funny. I don't know. I mean, it's funny because you want it. There's part of you that wants to be like, everything's okay now, right? Right? We abolished slavery. We can vote. Things are fine now. And then you're like, oh, no. They're not going to be fine for...
Oh, she found
Katie Moneypenny.
If your husband ever finds out, you're... not okay, this store is, testing for oh freshness of coffee.
Did they do something like that on Mad Men?
This is from the, this is from the 50s.
I'm physically nauseated.
This is
right
from
now.
The 50s.
If a woman needs it, should she be spanked?
Needs it.
Needs
like,
it.
She needs it.
But
yes.
Like, look at every...
Yes, when they deserve it. As a barber, I've got a lot of faith in the hairbrush.
What?
Yeah, you can put that right up your urethra.
Oh my God.
Frank Desidero from Brooklyn, who, by the way, looks like the Crypt Keeper.
Of course, every single person
him.
In that.
Every single one of these people looks like the biggest child molester.
Oh.
Probably are.
Oh my God, they all look like Barry Goldwater.
I wrote a note when I was watching this, and it just says, "I hate everyone. Earth is archaic." I don't even know.
Oh my God.
I just was like, and I was watching this, I told you guys, because they just recently on September 2nd took all of the Bond films off of Netflix. They took 17 off.
Yikes. Oh, really?
Thanks, Netflix, for knowing that I procrastinated and not wanted to watch this movie.
She sent that to me after a nap yesterday. I was like, shit.
Fuck. And I had to watch it on this thing called Views, and I was like, I tried to find it streaming, and as soon as I clicked on it, some pop-up ad with this woman with like very pendulous teats came up. Like, it was all porn pop up. In order to watch this, I had to further watch more women objectifying themselves in order to watch women being objectified. I was like, sweet, guys, thanks.
I really love this take.
Just gonna open
this
vein real quick.
Yeah.
I mean, also, okay, so Jill, she was like 2 seconds after meeting her and helping Goldfinger, whose first name is Auric, which is like
delightful.
So, like, it's an insult to the periodic table. But so he is making out with her 2 seconds after, and then whatever, she dies from epidural asphyxiation.
Yeah. Apparently, she just like did she just lay there and let him paint her?
Well, how did he do that so fast?
I'm sure he gave her a tranquilizer, right?
Probably.
Yeah, no. Probably knocked her out over
the
head with
also,
a
that's a way people
bottle.
Die. Just kill someone.
No, just kill someone.
Just slit someone's throat already.
Sending a message.
But do you think the actress actually got like legit like ovarian cancer from toxicity?
No.
Are
they,
you sure?
They myth busted this.
Yeah,
she's also
remember
still
seeing
alive.
That.
Yeah,
she is.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So she hasn't died yet, but she might.
She could die from it. So.
Also, she was in a. She had underwear bottoms on and nipple covers.
Mm-hmm.
There's pictures of her being painted.
Glad that you looked.
In case you're wondering.
Yeah.
Well, we have a book. We both have the same book.
Well, also, if she's wearing underpants, was she naked in the film, or was she wearing underpants in the film?
I think.
Well, the angle
little...
they shoot, there's a thong.
Yeah.
But you can't see it.
Oh, okay.
Just with the angle.
I was going to say.
Well, I did find it really weird that they seem to be very intimate and stoked on each other so quickly. Did you notice that, Allie?
Yeah. Well, that's because he's crazy.
They were both like, we're gonna. It wasn't just like a quick fuck. It was like, we're gonna be here together for a while.
Yeah, we're.
They
gonna,
were smooch smooch.
Get some shampoo.
Yeah, maybe
shampoo.
What are you in there, bro?
Cleaning.
And they were like, we're dating now, kind of.
Yeah,
like,
it was an hour later.
Yeah.
And I love how, as soon as he was like, I can take you to the finest place in town, I was like, it's going to be his fucking bed, and there's going to be like a plate of sausage or something fucking annoying, like sausage and oysters next to each other. I was like, I get it, they're fucking... Shut up, 1963.
But back to the beginning of the movie. I enjoy seeing the white tuxedo for the first time.
I was thinking there's some reason in the book that I think they're like already dating in the book, and that's but not that that justifies it, but I can't remember.
No, I did find it surprising that he wasn't just like hitting it and quitting it. He was like, we're going to hang out here for a while together. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, that's nice. And then she was dead, and I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I did notice that he didn't seem to mourn her demise at all.
He never
or does. His sister, his poor fuck, her sister. Oh my God, that broke my heart. I know we're not there yet.
No. Yeah.
Let's go on.
Yeah. Well, first of all, let's talk about James Bond's terry cloth swim robe.
Oh. Powder blue terry cloth.
It's a onesie.
It's a featured
fantastic.
Thing in these movies for some reason. They pops up more than is common in life, and it's pretty common in my life.
What does it mean? What does it mean?
I have no idea.
It's such
I don't
an
know.
Interesting.
Maybe we can talk
about it. I mean, it's so short.
Oh, yeah.
He zips himself into a baby onesie and then is like, who can I kill and fuck? And you're like, this is incongruous and I can't handle it.
Common thing where this is like fans of Bond want the James Bond suit, the car, whatever. I really want one
of those. Oh, but nobody wants one.
No, I do. I want to lounge around in a little terry cloth
People don't wear like the bathing suits that men wore back then.
Yeah.
We're so attractive.
There are pictures of Ian Fleming in that exact same thing.
Wow.
I don't know if it
true.
Was like a thing.
Might have been like the high style, like on the south of France. That's what you'd see.
He was trying to make it a thing.
Yeah,
he's trying so hard. Also, I take umbrage with the fact that James Bond immediately makes himself known to Goldfinger.
Yeah, he doesn't.
Just by turning on the... Well, just fucking stay there, watch him. Wait, watch him cheat.
Can we agree real quick that he's a really shitty spy to begin with?
That's like, been, yeah, that's the common.
Is it just
problem.
Him in this movie, or is
no,
it in all of them?
He does that
no,
before.
All the time.
He's
impetuous. He lets everybody know who he is.
Well, yeah. That's the thing about
no,
spies.
No, no, no. I mean, the fact that he's a shitty to begin with.
He's a shitty spy.
All around.
The
he's
thing about
more
being,
lucky than anything.
He's the shittiest about, in this movie. Okay. This movie is
he?
Very, very shitty
well,
spy.
Well, toward the whole... last half, all he does is get like led around on a chain.
Totally.
You're like, yeah. You're not doing shit, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why am I even, why are you here? Yeah.
And
why are
like
you
this
here?
Like really lame WWE like wrestling that he does with, what's his name? Odd
Job.
Odd Job.
Wow,
yeah.
That was like, just slit his throat. Like everyone just slit each other's throat, please.
You just
everyone.
Want more knives.
So
I just want more. Like,
I want like a There Will Be Blood like cattle stunner and just get it over with.
Sure,
and let's
exactly.
move on. Is that what they that was a cattle stunner, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
That,
cattle prodder.
Why?
Oh, the you're talking about
the hydraulic,
yeah.
The air pressure.
That was
cattle
oh, that
gun.
Was no country for old men.
What did I say? There whatever.
I drink
same
those.
Year.
Drink
same.
Your fucking milkshake. I don't know which one's what. But I just want them just like an animal, put it and then just move on to the next scene and make this
Me
movie
too.
Like 45 minutes long.
Why then, the big question. So you guys, this is the only one you guys have seen, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So partially to you, partially you. Mm. Why is this the favorite James Bond movie? I've never fully understood
that. I don't
that.
Get it.
Kitsch?
So much kitsch.
Style and kitsch. I mean, style.
And maybe it's yeah. Aston Martin. Maybe it was like that super
I mean,
fly
it's
car.
Part of it.
It does.
That's
it is like the first of the Bond films where the formula gets solidified. Like indelibly, like this formula is going to repeat for.
Well, that's the thing
come.
Is, like, I kind of don't. I kind of get it because I don't completely hate
here's,
it.
Here's what helped. You know? I'll tell you what helped this movie reach the pinnacle it reached: the Beatles.
Oh, that in reference.
Because 64, Beatlemania. Everyone's into this Brit fucking Brit mania.
Uh-huh.
So then James Bond comes out. Everyone's going to be like, yeah. Well, let's go see that. It's British.
Yeah, hmm. Yeah.
And he references the Beatles as
he
he's getting
yeah.
down.
Yeah, because you don't want to listen to Dom Perignon. You don't want to eat drink Dom Perignon under 45 degrees or something
like
that.
It's like listening to the Beatles without earmuffs.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Blue terry cloth
that.
Earmuffs.
But isn't that funny? That'd be like now someone trying to reference some like cool band.
Yeah.
Do you know? I'm trying
yeah.
to think who they would even. If they'd
well,
be
Lady
like,
Gaga would
like
never
listening
wear that.
To Justin
yeah.
Bieber without earmuffs.
Yeah, because it would have to
like,
be something
they didn't know
the
they'd
kids
be last forever, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, they picked the right band. They could have
I
just
know.
Like listening to Herman Hermes without earmuffs.
That wouldn't have
the
done
monkeys.
It.
The monkeys yeah. would not have done it.
Like the Dave Clock Five. okay, yeah, over the top karate chop from Odd Job delivered. knocks out James Bond.
I love him so much.
Odd Job.
Odd Job is my yeah. favorite. Yeah. I want a spinoff.
Yeah.
That's my favorite thing in the movie. I sent Matt a clip of that.
Oh, God.
Yeah, because I texted him, ha ha, to something he wrote, and he just sent a video clip of Odd Job going, ah,
okay. The. Oh, he does wear a 3-piece suit with a different colored vest, which I thought was interesting.
Does he?
I yeah. didn't even notice this. If I noticed his clothes, it was like, you're going to get that shit dirty. Yeah. Like, that's all I thought. I never was like, oh, that's a. That's
I
a
do,
sharp line.
I do like how he finds her dead, so he calls Felix and says, the girl's dead. And then he goes,
which one?
Dink?
The one you spanked on the butt
yeah.
earlier? No,
yeah.
no, no. That idiot? I don't know what
yeah.
happened.
Yeah.
Well, she could be anywhere. I don't know.
She got away lucky, though. She's like the one female that didn't
yeah,
die.
Made
yeah, Dink. Yeah.
Yep. She probably went on to live a long, happy life.
Yeah. yeah. She's probably like, fuck that guy.
Yeah. And
Dink
she's...
is way hot, I thought.
She's with Odd Job in the end, maybe.
Oh, my God. Actually, I did have this, like, I want to write another fanfic of Odd Job and Pussy Galore, like, running away and becoming this, like, you know, those, like, families of spies that they have cartoons of?
Yeah.
I want them to be, like, the cutest family. They're cute little kids running around. Oh, my
it's
God.
Adorable.
Isn't it?
Pitching some pretty good stuff in the room.
You got know? It. That's what yeah. I'm here for.
Okay, so Dink dies. Not Dink dies. Sorry. Jill. No.
Jill dies.
Masterson.
Jill Masterson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tilly is
Tilly's
the
sister.
Yeah.
I always wanted more of Tilly. She's
yeah,
in the book,
she was
too.
Good.
I find
I
her
know.
Beautiful.
She was
yeah.
so beautiful.
And, yeah, I like her. She's got this, like, aloof demeanor where she's not putting up with his shit, and you didn't get that early on from any of the girls. You know?
It's called grief. It's called
yeah.
grief because someone
suppose.
Just fucking died.
Yeah.
She's like, hey, you fucked my sister. I care she died to you. And he's like, which one was she?
Oh, my God.
But
yeah.
the other thing, the thing that pissed me off was, like, was Tilly... was like, ah, oh, she's a badass. She's
total badass.
Seeking revenge. She has a gun. She's got a Mustang. She drives like an asshole. I like her. And then immediately he's like, oh, you're a shitty shot.
Totally.
I was like, God damn it. I wanted
yeah.
her to be
oh,
an
you
awesome
need me.
Shot.
real. Oh, you're trying your hardest. Oh, I'm sorry, but you can't do it without me because yeah, you're a fucking idiot.
We I was like, this, let her be good with a gun.
We yeah. have this segment here. We still don't have a name for it, but yeah. At what point does the strongly established feminine character turn into the oh James, where they just lose everything?
Well, you remember the grandma shooting a fucking shotgun for some reason?
That was yeah. great.
That's, oh, that's yeah. her.
Can you ship yeah. Oddjob? Oddjob yeah. and the grandma.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to see them.
I'd watch that.
I would watch them slow bone. I would. I'd be like, get into it. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
What was that? China. I remember like zoning out at some point. I'm like, okay, they're chasing each other. What the hell is this old lady doing?
Oh my god.
Did that, was that explained and I missed it?
No.
No. She just lives on the. Okay. In that little gatehouse.
Tilly is, I think in the book, Tilly is a lesbian, and I've said this before, Fleming has a huge issue with lesbians, and he's like,
he does.
He's always converting them with just a kiss from a man, and he but he has some
well,
like,
works,
real aversion. Have you seen Orange is the New Black?
Yes,
of course.
So the warden, not the warden, but the guy
yeah,
running,
yeah, yeah.
he
yeah,
has
yeah,
that
yeah.
thing of like just anything as long as you're not a lesbian. You know,
he has yeah. sapphophobia.
Oh.
I don't know. I made that up.
Sounds
but,
about
I mean,
right,
sapphic
though.
Coming from
yeah,
him,
yeah.
You know?
I think that Fleming has something like that. He's it comes up in his books way too often.
Weird.
And yeah, he's well, a real homophobia.
We're gonna address that later with the pussy, but I know it sounds horrible when I just say that. But that's her first name. I'm sorry, guys. Mm-hmm. Now we find out what his real mission is. So he goes to England, where we meet the most British-looking gentleman I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, God.
The Colonel at the table.
Oh, right.
With his two wisps of combed-over hair that he is hanging on to.
I'm trying to remember.
Oh, my
like.
God.
You guys,
it's
I'm not going to lie.
Amazing.
During this part, I opened up another tab and just checked out Pinterest for a couple minutes. I was like, oh, what's going on?
Well,
oh,
let me tell you.
Frames.
In my top most English people Pinterest board. He would be number one.
Wow. Yeah. Way to segue. Way to relate
be
the two.
Number one. Colonel Smithers is his name. Do you remember
the
him?
Most English sounding yeah. name possible.
This is Colonel Smithers. The gold is that's worth £5,000.
Yeah, I don't think I did. It sound like one of them had marble in their mouth the whole time.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I just
a little bit.
Always
I, so I was like, I don't know. That's why I kind of don't really understand why they were after him because I didn't really. Here,
it was stuffed with beef Wellington. Yeah. I feel like
love a good Wellington.
You just reminded me that his fiance is in the next scene, which makes me want to fuck.
Whose fiance?
James Bond's like girlfriend who thinks she thinks that's her boyfriend.
Wait,
does
what?
She? Secretary?
The secretary.
No, no, it's a game they play. No. It runs throughout all.
Oh,
the
it's
movies.
Not. Yeah. Are you no. sure? Does
yes.
she know that that's a game?
Yes.
Is she
knows
in on
it's
it?
A game.
They play
She's
this like, oh, I love you, I love you. I mean, it's still a little twisted because you
ever
know.
Do it?
No, they never do.
Oh, good.
I was confused.
Well, that's right. In Skyfall, the latest one, there's a did they or didn't they?
They didn't.
Mistake.
Whereas I think she just blew him.
Oh, really?
Oh, is that all? After yeah. after like 35 years or whatever.
Well, Skyfall retcons. So what happens is Skyfall is the introduction of the Moneypenny character.
Oh. Mm.
And they make her black. And
that's
she
nice.
Is gorgeous.
Cool. That's yeah. good. My thing when I saw the Moneypenny situation is she was wearing like a crew neck shirt. So I was like, oh, so she's not a sex object.
Yep.
Because if he were fucking her, I would be seeing half of her nipples right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so I figured maybe she was like...
Do you mean areola and?
No, it's well known that Moneypenny has no areola.
No, it's a cutoff shirt. It's like a cutoff shirt with like just a nipple hole in it.
Yeah. She'd be in a sex harness, and I'd be like, oh, he likes her. But since she was in an actual attire, I was like, oh, she's unsexualized.
Or she's a lesbian.
From a somatic sense. But I figured that she was trying to get him married, or she was like the wife of someone he knew.
Too.
I was like, he doesn't want to bang her, or
so
else I'd be seeing
like
her butt cheeks.
Pop culturally, you guys didn't really have a sense of who Moneypenny was.
I had no, I
really?
No fucking
That's interesting.
Idea.
This is good. No. This is good.
It's like Gilligan. We just caught back from Gilligan's Island, and we're like, "What's James Bond?"
Wow. I'm trying to think of what other things,
I'm
what
not,
conventions
I'm
we could ask them.
You both have been fighting for the Japanese. Have been in a cave.
It is
for the
weird
last
that one of
years.
Us is a redhead and one of us is a brunette in pigtails right now.
Yeah,
we're
one of us is very ginger.
Yeah, really.
I don't
right.
get it.
Yeah,
no. We've been eating coconut pies.
Oh, I'm dressed like the professor.
Oh my God, no, that's Gilligan, bro.
Well.
No, that's professory. Yeah.
I mean, okay. I had a button up on earlier, I swear.
That's true. Got to get the howls up in this place.
I like how you had corduroys and a button up on.
Corduroys and a button up. Oh,
yeah.
My God. You guys are such a cute couple.
We're the best.
Twinsies.
Okay, now we come to James Bond has some Nazi gold.
Oh, yeah, that's my favorite kind of gold.
Yeah, he's
rose gold, no. Nazi gold,
Nazi
yes.
Gold. Boom.
Do not propose to me unless it's the Nazi gold ring, because I will say no.
Note taken.
And a blood diamond.
And a blood diamond.
And this is how he's going to get in with Goldfinger somehow. So they go play golf. Guys, did you know that what you're seeing with Goldfinger is what I think is the best overdubbing ever done in a movie?
Really?
Oh, is that what that was?
What's going on?
That's not his voice. The actor that plays Goldfinger.
And most of the women in the first
whole,
few films
the whole
are,
movie.
Are dubbed as well.
That is not his voice.
What, did he know that was going to happen to him?
That's
what I always
no,
wonder.
He didn't,
but the actor's like, what the hell? I'm not Austrian.
Why? It's crazy. In the German version, he dubbed his own voice back as well.
Ooh.
Did you know that?
Didn't know that. Yeah.
Wait, he's German? Why did they do this?
His accent was way too thick.
Oh.
He lied about whether or not he could speak English.
Ooh.
Like, or his agent lied for him.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
And then they hired him based on his performance in a German movie.
Oh, my fucking
where he plays
God.
It like a pedophile.
You guys, that is diabolical. I feel like that's what a James Bond villain would do.
Yes.
But I also like the fact that they're like, well, we'll just overdub it. Let him go.
All the girls are overdubbed except for Pussy Galore.
Oh, yeah?
Through
all of them?
Through. It goes the third one, this one, Pussy Galore, she's not dubbed, and then Diana Rigg in Honor Majesty's Secret Service is not. But all the way up through Diamonds Are Forever, they're all dubbed.
Do they have a man dubbed?
I know,
voice?
I was just
like in Shakespearean times, like no female actors. Like, why do they dub them? Just to make them less human?
I'm not. Well, it's usually
thanks,
an
guys.
Accent issue because Ursula Andress was Swedish, the Russian girl was Italian, and they just their accents
why
were too
didn't they
thick.
Cast.
But
legitimate what they wanted.
I don't know.
I don't know.
But even Natalie really Wood's sister gets look. Dubbed, and I don't know what the reason for that one is.
Oh, Lana.
Yeah, Lana Wood.
God.
This is complicated.
That's another thing as I was watching this.
My O'Toole.
And I was like, again, in my notes, just wrote, how much did this cost? For like so many O's, I just looked at it.
That's a good question.
Well, how much does this fucking thing cost? Even all the extras, all of like having a burning Mercedes, like careen down a dry grass hillside, like all of that. I'm like, what is the, and not to mention, don't think I wasn't thinking about what the craft service was like on this. Cause I was like, was it shitty? Because they spent all their money.
No, I can speak to that.
Or was it good?
It's because the Broccolis, who produced this film, treat everything like a family. Like the crew moves from movie to movie to movie and they're all a family. And they bring in really nice food. And one time they were filming in like Saudi Arabia or Tunisia or Cairo.
Was it Ishtar? That's a good movie too.
He personally made pasta for all the crew and everything because the food was making everybody
except
sick
for the women.
Cubby broccoli.
The women were allowed to eat.
Yeah.
This series is
but
now
also,
run by a woman.
Yes, his daughter, and she
Barbara.
Runs the whole thing. We're big fans of her.
Yeah, she's a looker. We've already.
Well, she's more than a looker.
Is that why you're a big fan of hers? Because she's. You guys, that was the most misogynist thing that you said.
Was it? No.
She runs a whole production, and I like her because she's got great tits.
Hot. She's hot.
Thanks, guys.
She is a beautiful 60-year-old woman.
Okay.
As long as she's pretty, because throw them on the trash heap if they're not. Am I right?
Well, in fairness, I think most of the creative is done by Michael G. Wilson, her stepbrother.
You think so?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't think she does
I heard that they swap movies. And that's
what?
That's why I'm prepared to believe Casino Royale is so good and Skyfall was so good and the other one wasn't, because I'm not a huge fan of Michael D. Wilson, if I'm going to be honest.
Is he ugly? Do not.
Yeah, he is.
Hey, look, I didn't.
He's not
I know you didn't.
He's,
good.
He's not a great looking guy.
It's Matt, not Matt said that. Don't worry.
Yeah.
He is good. You should see the dong on him. I'm a fan of his work. He's got a great dick.
Okay. Come on.
He has some of the prettiest balls in the business.
Who does?
I don't know, just anyone that you're a fan of. Spielberg, great dick. You should see it.
Is his
perfectly
dick good?
I don't know. I'm just saying that she's being facetious.
It. Oh, well, I wouldn't get offended if you thought someone's dick looked great.
No, I'm just
you
saying that if you're going to talk about the merits of a filmmaker or producer, perhaps something physical isn't the first thing you would point out.
Well, it depends on who you're talking about.
I'm going to sit out. You and I, let's sit out this conversation.
Go. Get a quick drink.
You two go.
Oh, I bet.
Like, if you're talking about, like, Harvey Weinstein, I would first thing I would mention
gray
is...
Gray pair of tits,
yeah,
I would say.
I would say that about Harvey. Yeah.
I would say that.
His ovaries
but
are
stunning. If you guys listen back, I believe there is an episode. Oh, I don't know. Was it this podcast where I went on a long run about Barbara Broccoli?
I think so.
Barbara Broccoli sounds like the worst
crush.
Bond girl ever.
I have a huge crush on Barbara Broccoli.
Okay, yeah. So you were just mentioning
and it's
that.
It's a previously established thing.
That's true. I get what he's saying.
It is canonical that I would mention
okay.
that.
All right.
It's part of your crush, not part of why you think she's talented.
Correct.
Okay. She is talented, flat out. She's an amazing producer. She happens to be attractive.
I'm also confused by her accent, but that's beside
the point. Can we talk about Barbara Broccoli as a Bond girl, though? Just like always shitting her teeth. She's vegan and really high maintenance.
Smells
farts
a little.
Farty all the time. Just she's in a bikini, but she looks like 7 months pregnant because she's so gouty.
Barbara Broccoli.
A grill full of green.
She's just painted that. Green to death. When like
people, yeah, when people
giant.
She kills, they're just like this weird tint of green. I'm into it. She farts them to death.
Oh god, she gasses them.
I'm they sorry, are the broccoli. No, I'm sorry that you guys invited two people on who don't know anything about Bond.
No, but you watched the movie. This is perfect.
No, we know things about Bond. We know it's right, we know that we watched and a half hours of Bond.
Oh,
and it's not to our liking.
You watched a shorter version of the movie.
How long was it?
This movie in this era is different than other eras, and I'm not saying every era doesn't have its downfall, but they do change quite a bit.
Okay, yeah.
All right. As a child, I was always fascinated by the golf scene.
I still am. For some reason, I'm not really a golfer.
I loved the caddy.
Yeah.
You crafty old.
Yeah, because he seems like he's out of a
it's your honor,
1920
sir.
Movie. 1920
oh my
movie.
God, I do I love that gentleman.
He's like My Fair Lady kind of.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
He's playing a Schlesinger 7, boss.
He's got that's a Schlesinger 7. Yeah. Goldfinger plays a Schlesinger 1.
Oh, you crafty old devil.
Then we've got him, sir. Oh. We've just said all of his lines.
Thank
he
you.
He tries to endear himself to Bond, like, we're a team, right, buddy? Yeah. What are we going to do after this, huh?
I'll never see him again. Like, hot wings?
Yeah.
I'm just like, no.
Let's go to the country club. They got great
Shall
hot
we go
wings.
To the 19th hole, boss?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I just was always fascinated by the strict rules of golf.
Yeah, I didn't follow it completely. I don't understand golf, but it did seem
very...
You must
have played the wrong ball somewhere on the 18th.
I play a Schlesinger.
So that means you got to write me a check. That was weird, too. Like, Bond doesn't need a check from you.
No,
yeah,
he doesn't.
That made it seem like he was, like, collecting child support.
Totally.
You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, they did...
Dealing cash,
they
fuckers.
They did have a wager.
It was a principal thing. Like,
how much
had
money
to
was
kind
it?
Of embarrass him a little bit.
I get it. But
5,000 pounds?
I can't remember.
You know what in more embarrassing?
It was the cash equivalent.
Keep it. I don't even need it. That would
that's
yeah,
true.
I know.
Boom.
Yeah. He should have, he should have like crumpled it up or ate it and shit it on
he
him.
He should have done it when Odd Job crushes the ball.
Totally,
he should have taken a check and then went, oh, wait.
I needed that for my actual child support because I had 13 children around the... Are we... I feel like... Is this the most vitriolic podcast you've ever done?
Oh, yeah, by far.
Are we gonna get I feel like we're going to get a lot of Nerdist
it
people hating us.
It will not be
us.
The...
You shouldn't.
No, I've said the F word a lot, you guys.
Doesn't that's matter. Right. We say
but I really do... I really... I texted Allie earlier. I'm like, we're going to get a lot of new... enemies. I don't care.
No, I will say right now, do not write disparaging things. If that's if you're thinking that, then that's an issue.
Oh, I don't care.
No, I do.
I don't care if anyone.
Write it
if
to
someone,
Allie, not to George.
If someone, comment at me, bro. Like, if someone doesn't like that, I don't appreciate like antique misogyny. Then they can fuck.
Okay, but let's not anticipate animosity right away, because we're just having a spirited conversation.
Yeah,
where
I'm just defending.
I like it. I like this sort of thing where it comes from
all
angles.
Yeah, but a lot of people get real. You're secure in your Bondhood, and I think a lot of people.
No, I don't care. I'm. We have every right to say disparaging things about things that we find to be disparaging.
Yeah.
So does that? Yeah, sure.
But on a podcast that is directly,
absolutely
for the love of.
I take it on faith that a lot of our listeners understand that this series is flawed. That is certainly why we love it, because there are certain movies and scenes that we love and certain ones that can't believe passed muster.
Yeah.
Like, some of these movies are
when we get to
legitimately
die another day.
Horrible.
If I can say, though, also, if this were like a Breakfast at Tiffany's, if you guys had a Capote cast, I think it'd be hilarious to discuss how fucked up Breakfast at Tiffany was.
Talking
Tiffany's
Truman.
Was.
Talking Truman.
Talking Truman. I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. Truman Talk.
Truman Capote.
I just keep thinking of like a pod Capote. That's
Chat
just like,
Pody. No,
we'll talk about it.
Capodcast.
I'm just saying like...
Capodcast.
There you go. But it's just funny to look at...
Truman Capodcast.
What's funny is to me...
Can we change this podcast real quick?
In,
that
in cold pod.
Sorry, go ahead.
You guys.
We can't stay mad at each other.
No, we can't. I love Bond.
I hate it. This is bullshit.
That's what I kind of like about James Bond in general, and I don't mind saying this, is because I've never spoken to anyone who's like, no, it's great. It's great in a beautiful film. No, everyone's like, it's crazy and kind of corny and silly, and but also made well and funny and sticks with its whatever.
It's a phenomenon in and of itself, for so better or for worse.
It's not I'm insulting. Like,
I find it interesting coming at it from your angle of being, you know, adult women in 2013 and watching 1963.
Right.
And whereas I find it batshit crazy that it would slap her in the ass and say man talk.
Totally.
But then there's a part of me that goes like, that's charming. Whoa. In the way that I find Mad Men charming sometimes. You know what I mean?
As a film, not as that concept of slapping a girl on the butt is charming.
Right,
well, the thing about Mad Men is...
I find it charming that they didn't know any better.
Well, the thing about Mad Men, though, is then they would then follow Dinkhead. What was her name?
Dink.
Did you call her Dinkhead?
Yeah. Which actually would make more sense.
Yeah.
That they would then follow her and her life and what it's like to be Dink. Instead of like, there she goes, running on out. Yeah. She'll take, you know, but which I do also
find female
character.
Characters are very disposable in this
series. That's why I loved Pussy Galore, because she was a freaking badass.
Well, yeah, that was the redemption. That was like the third act redemption, where you're like, okay, I guess.
There's always one badass girl.
Right. That may be part of the reason why this film is heralded, is because it is the first one to have the Bond girl play a pivotal role in like saving the day, and she's kind of more fully developed, even if she gets day raped in a barn.
I was going to say, she was fucking mouth raped.
Yeah.
In horrible pants.
Yeah.
Like, that's one thing where I was like, can they get her in some decent fucking pants?
It was the same cut pattern for all her colors of pants.
There were like these saggy bottom jodhpurs, and I was like, get this woman some good pants.
That is rape right there.
Saggy
bottom putting her in those.
Jodhpurs.
They were not okay.
She's the oldest at the time, oldest actress to ever play a Bond girl to this date, 37.
Wait, really? She was 37?
Mm-hmm.
She's going to get a little older.
Yeah. They all actors do from that era. They seem, because Connery's only like 35 in this movie.
Are you kidding me?
Something like that.
It's the damn son that they like to.
I know.
And M is 17. Can you believe
it? It's amazing.
What?
Who?
Really looks
the
great.
Old guy. I'm kidding. What was I going to say?
Like,
she's amazing in like behind the scenes features. She's one of my favorite people. She's just the way she's so. I don't know. She knew how to take that role on early on and just be like, it's called Pussy Galore, let's get over with it.
Yeah. You know, I love that she's like,
she's brassy.
When do I get a chance in my life to say to someone, I'm immune to that. Save your fucking charm.
Yeah,
I'm immune to it. Yeah.
I know, but she's not immune. She's like, JK, you're going to rape me in a second.
Yeah, as soon as you kiss me, I'm all yours. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. She's like, oh, that's actually fake
armor.
Takes
a few kisses, though, right? Doesn't it?
I guess.
It takes him. She's in a fucking headlock in the barn.
The worst to me, obviously, it's a horrible situation the way she converts, but when they do these shoulder twists and throw each other over into the hayloft, this music is like. Like this, it's almost like a fairy is converting her to heterosexuality.
Yeah, like,
you're better off being heterosexual. Let's find a pot of gold.
This is playful. And,
that was like a musical shrug. Uh-huh. In a sense, like, oh well.
Can I admit something?
Yeah,
yes.
Go ahead.
I think I missed this entire scene. I think I must have gotten up.
Oh shit!
I just thought they didn't do it to the end.
You would remember.
I'm not even kidding you.
Oh.
No, he puts her in a pile of horse manure
after they land, and the little ding dongs riding the planes all run up to her after that.
Yeah.
I was making chili, and I must have, you know what else? Ooh, you got missed? Onion in my eye. And...
We should compare chili recipes.
Okay.
Can we discuss, did you miss the whole, like, shittiest julep ever scene? Because they're drinking juleps, and I was like, fuck is with those proportions? And also, why is there no ice in that?
Okay, but so now, sorry.
That's cocktail.
There's got to be some willing suspension of disbelief in this whole film, because, I mean, obviously he couldn't survive any of this stuff, so some of it you got to give some license. I'm not talking about, like, the bullshit misogyny, but mint juleps and gunshots and stuff like that. It's a comic movie, but look at my last note.
Mint juleps! Exclamation mark!
But it wasn't because I realized that they were doing it wrong. It was I had checked out so much that I was like, all I could think about is I want a mint julep.
Mint julep.
Yeah.
We should have made you one.
You know who makes a hell of a mint julep? Bledsoes.
Really?
La Brea. They have a really
good
mint julep.
Oh, good to know. Yeah. They guess, you know who doesn't? James Bond movies. They have shitty.
So what is the problem?
First of all, it's not in a silver julep container.
It's not in a sterling silver.
She's getting major Jeffrey Boothroyd right here.
Which
is
what they serve it in at Bledsoes.
Well, no, it should be a mint julep is traditionally served in a sterling silver cup.
We make cocktails for a living.
For a living.
FYI for those people.
Yeah, I know.
It should be like floor of the cup to the top, crushed ice, and they add like a couple of shitty ice cubes.
Over the top even.
Yeah.
But is there...
Floating up top. They did not look like they had enough mint. It did not look like it had been crushed. And it was a glass. It was like a Collins glass. It was like super tall and watery. And I was like, a julep is like essentially bourbon, a little bit of sugar, mint, and then the ice kind of melts in it. Sort of like that's kind of what mixes it all. But this is what the fuck was this?
Plus, it didn't need to be a julep. It could have been just in a cocktail.
It looked like iced tea, but they were in Kentucky.
So if there's a section where negative comments are going to come, this may be it, because there's going to be some guy who goes, well, in Kentucky in the 60s, they had Collins glasses, a traditional Kentucky derby.
I'm willing to learn.
I don't know that, but I am worried that there is going to be some, even if it's not even true, someone will find some arcane section of the internet and
I might be wrong, but the other thing is it would look way more dope if they were all drinking from sterling silver cups.
Yeah.
Although it was Goldfinger. Yeah. Maybe they should have had gold cups.
No, it was gold on the plane. He brought him a martini and it was in a gold glass.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, P.S. He's an alcoholic. What?
Oh, for sure. I'm drinking for three?
Yeah. P.P.S. I love the pervy bathroom.
I know.
Oh, God.
Fucking smile.
Oh, yeah.
For whoever's in the bathroom.
Can we talk about her American Apparel shirt? Like, the stewardess who had a long sleeve turtleneck that came right below the boobs.
Yeah.
I was like, I think I saw that in American Apparel. Like, it's gold lame. It's like the worst.
Liked her.
Oh, how could you not remember that? It's egregious. I mean, it's...
Because I don't see gender.
No.
I'm so afraid on this podcast right now.
Unless there are nipple cutouts.
No, it was egregious from like a fashion standpoint, not misogyny.
I don't remember, though. I honestly don't.
I don't remember that outfit either.
I remember it.
Is it long sleeve turtle?
It's a long sleeve turtle that goes right below the
fashion forward to begin with.
It looks like something someone would like selfie on Instagram and be like, outfit of the day. You're like, oh, that looks so...
High-waisted shorts.
Who are you following that's posting outfits of the day?
What's this actress from the movie?
It's a hate follow. It's not a legit follow.
I love hate follows.
Yeah, that's true.
I love hate follows.
Okay, what else you guys want to tell us about this?
First of all, we skipped the iconic James Bond laser scene.
Oh yeah,
which in the book was a buzzsaw.
Was he supposed to? I have a question about this.
Yeah.
Was he?
Me too.
Supposed to get killed, or was Goldfinger really just like, oh, I'm gonna pretend like I'm gonna kill you?
He wanted him. He was gonna dispose of him.
Then why didn't he just leave?
Well, this is getting to the heart of major errors in the villains of the Bond series. And at the time, it seems so cliche now, because they'd also monologue and go, I'm going to kill you, but first I want to tell you my plan.
Sure.
So that's become a horrible cliche now, but this was kind of the series that started that. So it probably maybe didn't seem as weird back then. It's another thing, same as the other things. It's just a holdover for something.
I don't mind any of that. And I don't mind that he's like, oh no, I'm really going to try to make you talk, which he doesn't talk. He doesn't tell him he knows anything. But I wasn't clear.
Why leave him? It's weird.
Gert Frobe does a couple of nuancey things with his performance that I really like.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that he does is his dismissive eye rub.
Oh.
Yeah, now that you say that. Yeah, yeah.
He just like does this like, a lot.
Oh, God.
Like, that's his move. I own the club. Just like walks away.
Super cash.
Is that the actor or the character? Like, or is it just the actor going, hmm?
The actor has something in his eye the entire time.
And he does it again. When he's walking up the stairs and Bond's on the thing, he does the eye rub and then the dismissive eye rub, which I don't know. It's just a fun little nuanced performance thing that I really like.
Maybe you should adopt it and start doing it yourself.
Yeah.
Just did it to me. Great.
You're going to get so much pink eye just from the advocacy. You're going to actually need to do that.
I thought you were going to say you're going to get so much
pussy. No.
Pink eye galore. You know what's funny is when they're in that club and then all of a sudden it turns into like a laserium or whatever and like all of the windows shut. And I love how there are all these like Americans who are supposed to be air quotes from Kentucky and they're like, hey, boss, what are you doing over there?
My favorite.
They're supposed to be like mobsters.
Those are the mobsters from all over the country.
That was my favorite. Yeah.
Less stereotypical.
Okay.
The stereotype there was that those dudes were my favorite.
Do you know who one of them is?
Who?
No.
Gary Marshall.
Shut up.
What?
Mm-hmm. He has a line.
He's
uncredited. He has a line. And I don't know if I read it somewhere. I'm like, no way. All right, that does seem like him. And then you go on Gary Marshall's IMDb.
What's his line?
Have you read his book?
I can't remember. Gary Marshall?
Yeah.
No.
It's called it's called My Hollywood Happy Days or something like that.
Oh, no.
I've started reading it, but that is not in there yet.
Mm. Well, one of the reasons.
Penny Marshall's book. I'm just throwing this out here. This is unrelated.
Oh, is it good?
Read Penny Marshall's book.
What is that one?
It's called
My Mother is Nuts.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I fucking loved it. Anyway.
One of the reasons, personally, why I love this series is the production design. And so that room where all those mobsters are in and the fact that a pool table moves and becomes a model
for Knox. What's that hidden pool table over here? Oh, my God.
There's no reason for it whatsoever.
And, no, the narrative that all of those guys had to do, like, why is there lights turning off? Like, they're narrating the entire movie and they're shitty.
What would he have done if multiple people wanted to go back to the airport?
I felt so bad for that guy. And then he's like, I'm leaving. And I'm like, that's a good idea, but you're going to get murdered into a little box.
And that happens, like, four times in different movies, the same exact thing.
He
yes. just replay that.
Don't go.
Really?
Yeah.
One guy goes?
Yeah, he'll be like, I'm not into this. And then he'll die in a weird way, like a guy falls out of a blimp. Yeah. And
guy falls out of a blimp and you do a kill.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, but he's walking down the stairs, and the stairs turn to a ramp.
Oh, I've seen a clip of that in my lifetime. Yeah.
But this production design, I can't get enough of it because it's so heightened. Yeah, and it's wood and steel. It's all done by the same guy.
No, the floor's moving. Why is the floor moving?
I know. It makes no sense, but that's the cartoony part.
Well, here's the part that's fascinating to me is that pool table situation, that room, really only exists for this specific moment.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Like,
well, yeah, that, it's
the
it's
character
a set
of
design.
Goldfinger was like, let's go nuts.
let's do this.
First of all, he starts rubbing his eyes.
Yeah.
Like, I want a place I can play billiards, but also lay out my diabolical plan.
Someone says to him, where are we going to put the model? Under the pool table.
Where are you going?
The fact that, A, he's going to be, like, outie in, like, wet a couple days. And, yeah. B, has probably not been staying. He just got in that day, didn't he?
Yeah. And this is all in Kentucky, and he lives in Switzerland.
Geneva.
But he also, I mean, he studs horses.
I'll bet.
Oh, that's right. I forgot he studs horses.
Yeah, he likes makes love connections with horses.
I love that there's like a bunch of pussy and studs in this one.
Oh, yeah, there is.
Come on, repress 1963. Let's get it on.
I also enjoy that Felix, James Bond's a captive at this point.
Yeah.
He is underneath the Kentucky building.
Looking great, chilling out.
CIA obviously is there to watch him, but what is the CIA doing? They are at
Kentucky Fried Chicken. Oh my God, that was made me so, that was the one part of the movie where I got excited. That was the one part I was like, oh my God.
They're eating a bucket of chicken.
I was making the chili and I was like, oh, they're Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Retro Kentucky Fried
super
Chicken.
Super excited. Too, yeah. I get super excited about that. Is that weird?
Well, that's been the most relatable part of the film, is like getting a bucket of chicken. You're like, done that. Everything else, you're like, what the fuck, man?
Who hasn't? Okay.
I'm sorry.
Also, the CIA. Don't worry about it. It's delicious.
It's so good.
Thank you.
Did we announce what these are on the podcast? What
no,
these are?
You don't have to.
These are so good.
It's a chocolate covered matzah with sweetened shredded coconut on
man,
it.
You are singing my song.
It's good. It's one of our holiday recipes.
Snacks. Snacks like a good bitch.
Yeah,
if we didn't bring a snack, you could have spanked us.
I was a little like, wait, am I bringing snacks to men right now? This is I
guys.
Can't do this.
Where's the hairbrush?
Oh, well, sometimes she needs it
if she deserves it.
Yeah, sure.
God,
I don't understand it. I really don't understand.
Most of those people are all dead
time.
Now, but I mean, people are still terrible. This
not most, all of those people are dead.
This is what incenses me about this. Is like, if misogyny weren't such a big deal currently, then this film wouldn't piss me off so much. But it's like even looking at the shitty like Miley Cyrus situation where no one was like, hey, Robin Thicke, you're married. Why are you shoving your penis against this girl who's 20 who's an idiot? Like, no one asked him what he was doing at the VMAs or whatever. Like, there's still horrible... That's a terrible example. But there's still, like, horrible misogyny and women don't have the same
opportunity. So you could be like, oh, so this is so quaint that that's how it used to be, but it's now it's still kind of
no,
like
it's still like that. Like, it's still like that in everywhere.
And be like, oh, it's cute that racism happened back then because it doesn't happen anymore. Yeah, everyone's like, equal now.
No, it still does. It's, like, even if you were to analyze current movies now, you would see that the damsel's usually in distress and that there's, you know, usually a woman torn between two terrible men. And, like, you know, look at all the anti-heroes that we were just talking about on cable. Like, it's just like... You're like, ugh, it's not over.
We're all Skylar Whites when it comes down to it. Still, am I right, you guys?
I'm doing a hell of a job with that car wash, though.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she is. Yeah. She's killing it.
I literally have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, I felt that way when you talked about the VMAs.
Oh, you didn't? You didn't?
I think we're the two people that didn't bother.
Really?
Don't bother.
It's just, it will, the
I
thing...
I just saw that video for the first time ever, the Blurred
so,
Lines video.
I've never seen
well,
it.
Well, the reason why the VMAs were noteworthy is because it was a top story on CNN, like, the day that we were, like, also discussing gassing thousands of people in Syria. So the fact that that's on people's minds...
Well, I thought they were related. Like, I thought Miley was going to gas.
I was on a treadmill yesterday at the gym, and they were showing the video of, like, all the gas people, like...
Oh,
the,
I saw that.
Sad, the
oh.
kids getting the water washing out their eyes and stuff like that. I'm like, why?
They should have had Pussy Galore switch the gas in the last minute, you guys.
No,
am I right?
Barbara Broccoli should have not gassed everyone.
Oh, wow.
This has come full circle from chemical weapons mm-hmm. and warfare mm-hmm. back to James Bond.
Yeah.
In a weird way, I'm impressed.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I couldn't ignore the look at how you're exterminating people like cockroaches. oh, look, it's a current problem. But I mean, I love that it turns out, are we at that part yet where they've decided to switch the gas?
Hang on. No, a couple things I just wanted to point out. The amount of time spent on the car crusher crushing that Lincoln.
Oh, my God.
They loved that.
They spent $30,000 or whatever the equivalent of that is on the car. They bought the car brand new. Ford wouldn't give them one.
I hate them.
Bought that car brand new. And
did
then
you know
they
wanted to have Bond drive a Jaguar first and they wouldn't give it to him? Yeah. And that's why the Aston Martin.
You guys, there would be so much more blood.
I know.
Where was the blood?
Right. If you crush a human being that's a sack of blood and
then
guts,
why didn't they just leave it there? Why did they take it with them?
What's he going to do? And also, what's he going to do with
the car? Wanted to extract his gold. Instead of just having Oddjob pull the gold out of the trunk.
Right.
Before the fucking... Because what they... Remember, because he takes... gives him the gold, and then they need to, like, extract the gold. That's why he brings the cube back. Mm. So instead of just grabbing the case when you get out of the car, have a good time. No. He decides,
disbelief,
let's make it
not suspended. Yeah. There.
Then I like how when she slips into something more comfortable. We're back now. Pussy Galore and James are going to hang out for the afternoon, apparently.
Yeah. I guess so.
Goldfinger's like, Pussy, you're on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Get on this. So she changes, but she just puts on a purple version of her outfit.
Exactly.
I didn't notice that. She looks like the Joker.
Literally.
It's the same exact
outfit.
That's all she has.
Well, you know,
you guys, purple relaxes you. It's been shown in psychological studies. No, I have no idea what I'm saying. You know what kind of bothered me about that is that Pussy Galore is a trained pilot. She teaches people how to do that, but her job is also to slow bone a captive? Yeah. No.
She's like a fluffer.
Find someone else to do that.
Was he not giving her the job because he's kind of probably going like, she'll never switch over. I thought that was the way. Like he knows she's a lesbian.
I feel like he was like, she is not going to enjoy.
This way he can't seduce her like he probably would someone else. Maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
That's a bummer that I didn't realize she was supposed to be a lesbian. I thought she was just a strong female character.
Oh, no.
Me
well, in the book she is, at least.
I hate it more now.
Yeah, no. She's,
I told you he has a
her,
real
she
problem.
She is like nailing her entire flight school.
Mm-hmm. Wait, so instead of just being like, oh, this chick's got it together, man, she's got a job.
I didn't know she was a lesbian until later in life when I read that she was supposed to be.
But why does it make her less developed to be a lesbian?
Because of course she's an other in terms of like female strength because she doesn't need a man because she has eschewed like the phallus in general. That's why she's powerful. But if you're do you know what I mean? Like,
she's
like an angry lesbian.
She wasn't into James Bond because he's a creep.
Yeah.
Just because he's a creep, not because she doesn't like B.
So when she said she was immune to him,
I thought she just meant,
we
like,
didn't realize
I'm
she
not
was
an
like,
idiot.
No, I like vaginas, too.
I didn't know that either.
That's not
that.
A character strength. That's just a preference of genitals.
Yeah, and like the only way to get a lesbian to turn is by forcing herself upon her. And then she'll learn that she likes D.
I did.
On a stud farm. You horse rape her on a stud farm.
I did write down...
I'm sorry,
guys. I wrote down whimsical Disney string hits during the fight.
Word.
And then I also wrote down, it's only rape for the first 4/5 of the scene.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, that's actually a really prevalent thing in a lot of old movies where it's like, it's rapey until she falls for it.
Yeah.
And then it's not rapey
until
anymore.
Until she can no longer resist.
Yeah, it's like, it's rapey until she's like, well, I can get hurt or I can just let you pretend like I'm into this. So it's not rape anymore because you're... Oh, God. We're getting real deep.
You guys.
No, I mean,
can go.
Go ahead. This is James Bond. We need to know. We're bonding.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
We're James Bonding.
Allie, what do you got?
Oh, no. Apparently I wrote, and mouth raping her, he's not a stable individual to horse around with.
Yes.
Hey.
Yes.
Hey.
Wait, you wrote that or that's in the movie?
No, I wrote that in my notes because apparently I was so bored.
That could be
either
in a
way.
Movie.
Yeah.
I was so bored that I started making horse puns during a rape scene.
I would also like to point out that they have, they put on the gas masks, the crew that's going to break into Fort Knox. But what I think is adorable is that they put the gas masks on and then put their hats back on over the gas masks. It's so cute. They all struggle to put it back on over the thing. It's what is this aesthetic? Why do we need their fucking hats on?
I did decide that if I ever get invited to a James Bond party, like your 41st birthday party, I am going to dress as one of the minions, the little quote unquote Asian.
Oh, I
Chinese
believe they're
minions.
Called Oriental at Oriental, this time period.
The gray pajamas, the yellow sash.
That's a good outfit.
That's my outfit.
I'm going to get a gold tuxedo.
There was a...
I'm going as a grandma with a machine gun.
Yes!
Me too. There is a moment. At what point is there like dancing girls in this movie?
Is well, it, at the beginning, there's the belly.
Oh, yeah. And there's also that, at the pool. There's dancing girls. Remember,
there's a point where the score's all like spy stuff, and then like the camera's moving, and there's girls dancing, and it, and as the girls come onto the screen, the music goes from like ba-na-ba, do you remember this? I can't remember what part it is.
I feel like you.
But even the score is misogynist.
Some
crazy.
Sort of like brain aneurysm that created that scene.
I know.
Well, there is even a scene at the pool in the beginning where like
it might be that
you know the like you know the like obviously. Like filmed before shots of like the pool and everyone having fun at the pool.
Yeah, and how well they time that dive when that guy comes off.
Oh, like there's nobody in the pool but that guy.
I love that. I mean,
it was like a helicopter shot, and the guy had to nail it. And they probably didn't even have walkie talkies back then. Yeah. I don't know what.
There wasn't one other person in the pool, which is weird. Anyway,
yeah, that's true.
So there's like this scene of like just like a panning by scene of extras, and it's like action, and these and one guy with his arm around two bikini clad girls run off, and it's like even the fucking extras are like 2-1 everyone. Oy vey.
But that's the thing, this is why I feel justified in being as incensed as I am, is because if you watch any music videos, women as duplicates with a single man is a common theme you will see in anything.
You're
women
just thinking of those two Robert Palmer videos.
No, it's
and Blurred Lines.
That's it. That's all it is.
And every other one.
And everything. But I mean, women as like as identityless duplicates of each other.
The worst example of that is twins. Gross. That's incest.
Wait, what?
Oh yeah.
When guys are like, I'm totally into twins. Yeah. No, you're not. That's
and
gross.
Twins.
Yeah. Is that Budweiser or something?
I think so. But the fucking stupidest thing in the world.
I'm so annoyed that I have a headache. Allie. Like, I'm so angry.
Let's go. Talk it out. Let's get... Let's help. Let's... How do we...
Let's have feminism
how
corner
can
with
we
Allie
show
Ward.
You? I'm just going to say, you guys should watch Casino Royale. I'd be interested on their take.
Yeah, I think you'd still find some major issues, like you said, even just with the character of showing a flawed character and why is that okay or whatever. But it would be interesting to see what you guys think of where they've gone, even though it's going back to the first novel.
No, I'm very interested in that. So much so that I might have you guys come back.
Hey, didn't we have a martini in the Duke Hotel where
we did.
It was where
they wrote James Bond. Yeah, there was
There was
a martini bar in the Duke Hotel in London that is one of the best martini bars, air quotes, on the planet, and the guy who wrote the Bond series would drink his martinis there, and shake and not stirred is usually not the proper way to drink a martini.
He talks about that.
Yeah,
he does, and how he uses gin martinis, even though it's both gin and vodka, and a Vesper martini wasn't very popular at the time.
I like a Vesper.
And he switched it back.
That's essentially him being like, "I'd like a glass of Merlot, extra ice," and you're like, "What the fuck are you doing?" Do you know what I mean? But somehow that's like made him cool.
Yeah,
I don't know, but that has informed my drinking. James Bond has informed my
really?
Adult drinking. Yeah,
in what way?
I drink
just depression.
I drink
really.
Martinis and scotch.
Mm.
And that's almost
I no longer drink
what I drink.
Well, you drunk history?
Drank all of it.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Your Toyota is not going to turn into an Aston Martin.
It's a Volvo.
And okay, whatever. But do you know what I mean? Like, that's what's so funny is, like, is how these things are picked up kind of subconsciously or whatever, but, like, that those seem like manly drinks. But, like, when there's nothing manly about a martini glass.
Oh, yeah.
No,
for
correct.
Sure.
Yeah, the most ill-shaped thing ever to hold liquid.
Love that. That's what I love about his favorite drink comes in this just shapely glass.
Delicate.
Yeah.
Straw. What did Jonah calls it? A table with a stick.
Yeah.
A what?
I don't remember.
Oh, Jonah has a name for how shitty a martini glass is.
Oh, like they're awful.
Yeah.
And he's probably mad because I always spill it on him.
Yeah.
He's usually next to me when I'm drinking.
Well, the other thing is like it's like 7 fluid ounces of straight distilled spirit. So you can afford to spill at least 4 of those ounces on your pants, and you're still an alcoholic. It's like you're fine.
No, but I don't. I love it. I love it.
A martini is like the Costco of beverages. It's like, how much can I get alcohol in bulk?
Yeah.
Like the
and I can make a hell of a Vesper. I have Lillet at home.
Really?
Yeah. What if instead it was like a Long Island iced tea? Because that's just as bad. I'll have a Long Island iced tea. How is that, James Bond?
In a plastic cup with a straw.
I'll have a Long Island.
I'm not going to lie. When I am at a bar that does not have a martini glass and yet they still make a martini, I do kind of get delighted by the fact.
I order martinis in a
Tumbler.
A low ball
tumbler.
Oh, really?
I will never get a fucking martini glass. I order in a tumbler, so period.
Yeah. Why, just because of their top heavy or the image?
They spill.
They're top heavy. They look stupid.
You look like Carrie Bradshaw.
Yeah, you look like and you drink it like a... Yeah, you look stupid when you're drinking out of a...
You know why, though? Not you specifically.
I bet you look amazing.
Do you know what martini glasses are made for? They're made to sit on a bar where you just slurp your lips to it and you don't get off the stool for 4 hours.
I'm incensed now because here's something that I've always bothered me.
Okay.
All right.
And this is a gender thing as well.
All right. Okay.
There are certain drinks that men cannot drink.
Yeah. Apple
tini. It pisses me off because I love cookies. I love sweet, sweet, flowery, girly drinks.
A Cosmo isn't
and
even really girly.
I don't care who knows it.
Okay. Yeah, everyone does now.
Yes.
Do you order them?
But I like Scott. I do. But I don't like this thing when you're with someone and they're like the waiter will go, here's what we've got. And the guy next to you will be like, for the girls, right? Or whatever.
Well, that guy, you need to stop hanging out with assholes. Yeah.
Well, this guy's just at the table next to
him. Is it Paul? Is it Paul?
Yeah.
But
it does bother me that there is this thing because I think it's one of those things that's just stigma related. And I don't even think that guy really thinks that. In fact, I bet he probably likes the drink. He thinks I'm supposed to say that that's the new norm. And that bugs me.
So what's your favorite drink then?
I love girly drinks.
Well, I do. I mean, that being said, I also do like, I really like just a good smoky scotch. But like,
you don't have to say that. You're in a safe place right now.
I don't anymore. But
he drank so much Lefroy during Drunk History. I asked him about this and he like couldn't look at it.
I can't smell it anymore.
Still?
Yeah, it makes me nauseous.
Do not binge on Lefroy.
Lucky for us, we drank a little of everything. So we can't be.
I love a mojito. I get looks.
Yeah, you do get looks.
Yeah.
Really?
But I know that one's not super mojito, so like, it's not like I drink like a pink drink or anything like that, but...
Like a hibiscus spritzer?
Oh, that sounds so good.
What about a white wine spritzer?
I got a flight of martinis once.
A flight of martinis is a thing?
Oh, Dad.
It was a thing.
You're embarrassing us, Dad.
Yep.
We're on vacation.
And I just thought, a flight of martinis, it'll be a bunch of, normal looking martinis. I don't know why I thought they would all be sort of clear, but one of them had like a blue blinking light cube in
it. Oh, God.
Number
one, why were you in Reno? What were you doing in Reno?
It was in the Canadian portion of Epcot Center.
Oh, what?
Why?
It's the worst.
I'm trying to connect that in any way possible. That's like the only thing I can come up with is that's the Northern Lights.
It was at Le Cellier.
Which is my God.
A really good restaurant.
You should not.
But there was a flight of martinis and I had to order it.
They all it. Like, you know when you get a flight of martinis?
You put that on a fucking menu, I'm going to order it. What's up?
Was it like little tiny martini glasses?
It was little tiny martini
your mouth.
Glasses.
It was child size.
I'm totally into it. Tiny, give me anything small.
Oh my God. But then there was one that was like chocolate with like a white chocolate straw in it. And it was just like, I was like, well, I guess I'll drink this.
What do you expect? Like four different kinds of gin?
I thought, hey, Bronger. I'm just saying, hey, Bronger, yelling out the window.
Hey, it's Bronger.
Four different, like a vodka one, a dirty one, a gin one. You're in Disneyland.
Right, yeah. It was World.
What do you expect? Like, you're going to get whimsical lights.
Well, I had a different flight the night before at their Brown Derby in Disney Hollywood Studios.
Papa's so sad.
And that was good. And it wasn't all...
Well, they should tell you. If there's a flight, they should tell you if you're getting a white chocolate straw.
And a light.
I think it's something we need to know.
This just makes me want to go drinking with you because
I'm on.
You sound adventurous.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Mm-hmm. I love it. I order weird shit all the time.
Yeah, me too.
Just to see what it is. But if you put a fucking flight of martinis on a menu, it's going to get ordered by me. Sorry.
You put Capri Sun on a menu, it's going to get ordered by me.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Let me put the straw in.
Yeah, I'll let
you.
The
best part.
A Capri Sun and tonic, or like a gin Capri Sun.
What about Capri Sun? But it has to have a sidecar. It can't because you want to do the straw yourself, and it has to come in the pouch.
Oh.
Otherwise, it's just like a gross juice in a glass.
Are we going to start a podcast called Kinder Drinking? Because I think that would be really good idea.
I love it.
Yeah,
I love it. Let's do it.
What to serve in tiny glasses at Disneyland?
Kinderholics.
Yeah,
with Allie in Georgia.
No.
So where you guys?
So
where you guys stand? What is so? Let's ask you guys.
Do you want to know? Do you want to know an alternate ending?
Oh yeah.
Yes, please.
Okay, here's my alternate ending. Okay, so what happens? There's some bomb the size of a coffin. I don't fucking know.
It's a nuclear bomb.
Cool. I realize whoever created that bomb is.
It's a very dirty
Ken
bomb.
Adams,
I love that he's like also like I'll touch here. I'll touch here. Touching things.
Yeah.
Try thing to turn off.
There's
the
like
thing.
One shitty dumb light, like a flashbulb yeah. light that's red.
It kind of looks like a Willy Wonka kind of creation.
I love it.
It's
I
hilarious.
Love it.
And ahead. So, but to you know, to recap, they defuse bomb, or whatever. What do you call when you bomb? When you
defuse it.
Defuse yeah. it. Yeah.
Defuse bomb. And then next thing you know, they're fucking on a parachute in Cuba or something. Yeah. I don't know where they are. It's tropical though. But I was thinking right after they fuck on the parachute and he's like, give me a minute, search helicopter while I bone this lady, this lesbian. We would cut to Goldfinger sailing from the sky and then he hits in a field and he's just an exploding sack of blood and bones. And just because we forget, he falls out of a plane. But I want to see that, like, boom. And it's really sad. And then we see a montage of all the funerals of all the people who died and all of their kids crying.
Oh, my God.
And then we see a couple of the women he boned, like Dink. Dink mournfully walks out of, like, a Hollywood abortion clinic.
Totally.
Wipes a tear and then gets on a bus. And then the credits roll.
Where's the bus? You have to pan to the top where the bus says where it's going. Where is it heading?
Oh, back to Ohio. Okay. I don't know.
I wish it said London. Like, she would go to say, this is what you did
from
to
Hollywood.
Me.
From Hollywood?
Really yeah. good idea.
I thought it would be kind of cool if at the... Because, you know, it's always a different Bond or supposed to be whatever. What if at the end of every movie he dies and that's the reason there's a different Bond in every movie?
No, that's there, nice.
It isn't... That's a...
Kills
sorry,
himself?
That's a misconception. Sure. He's always supposed to be the same guy throughout yeah. every movie. But
it's just a double different 007.
No, it's no. a different actor portraying the same man. It's,
oh, that's what I yeah, that's yeah, what yeah, I thought. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Okay. It's the, but it's supposed to be the same dude.
Yeah, same man, yeah. same code name. It's
yeah,
all
okay,
the same.
That's what
yeah.
I thought.
Same history.
Mm-hmm. But what if it wasn't? What if instead like 007 the number kept getting like freed up because this fucking idiot kept he's
dying.
A terrible, yeah. terrible mm-hmm. spy. Yeah.
Well,
obviously.
I mean they do keep passing the numbers along, don't they?
They do if the yeah. person dies, yeah. yeah.
His supervisor is like, morale is really low for this position.
008 is like, come dying. On.
Wait, I think 008 died. 006 died.
I think they pretty much all died.
2 died.
All cirrhosis.
Yeah, yeah.
Like STDs, yeah.
But they do that. They do that. They do sort of nod to that. They do make fun of his liver. In
oh,
the
that's
later
good.
Movies.
That's, right. that's yeah. good. Yeah. They're like, oh, and too much refined corn syrup, am I right? Conscious.
You mean corn sugar?
Too many free
I don't know. What did I say? Corn syrup?
No, I'm just
Never.
Saying, like, high fructose corn syrup
yeah.
is now corn sugar.
Yeah.
That's
oh.
what they've rebranded.
Well, it's just like real
it
sugar.
It got a rebranding, everybody.
Like the new Bond is going to be gluten-free. Like, and his spy lady is going to get just as much pay as he.
Oh, yes. That would be nice.
Go figure.
But no, back to the whole drink situation. You guys, experts in the field, what is your go-to? What is your go-to beverage?
That's it. You know what? My go-to beverage right now is bitters and soda, which
okay.
is conspicuously does not involve alcohol.
Yeah, I was just gonna.
I'm just been on a health kick.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Yeah.
And I actually find that that.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to do 40 minutes on a treadmill because I ate.
No, you're
of this.
Fine.
Oh god,
it's healthy.
It's
Matzo's
too hot.
Good for you.
It's too hot to drink, but I like I like a Negroni. I'm a big fan of Negronis.
Yeah, that's actually really good.
We've been drinking those lately.
Have you?
Yeah, yeah.
It's good
My
stuff.
My girlfriend's been making them. She's pretty good at that stuff. I'm still learning a little.
A Negroni is just equal parts of three things.
Can I speak to you under the table for a second?
Well, while they're gone, Georgia.
I didn't say I was good at math. She's good at math.
Guys,
I'm not good
really,
at
hear you
think,
under the table.
I think yeah. it's kind of shitty that you just threw her under the bus.
No,
super
I'm just saying,
hard.
Yeah. No, they, yeah. I'm, it was more yeah. to be like encouraging. Like, you can be good at okay. Negronis.
Well,
all you need is
I will also challenge you to follow that decimal to 33.333 and it keeps going. And so we've still never made a drink because we don't
never
know the
made
actual,
the right.
Yeah.
It's a good, and then that extra point ever percent is, I don't know.
The secret
which,
is tier.
Who do you give it to?
A tier.
Which ingredient do you give the
secret
extra
is to get on the scale
to?
And pour yeah. each into your mouth yeah. slowly.
All right, see, now that's
how they do it at craft cocktail bars. why, what are your favorites? Yours used to be Lefroig. Georgia, what's yours?
Oh, I really am kind of sick of cocktails, to be totally honest
yep.
with you guys. Like, we've had so many cocktails,
yeah,
and they're, and I like classic ones, like a really good old-fashioned, like at Kohl's downtown, like a great
I like
one. I don't want, you know, it's, I don't like to experiment too much when I don't know, at this point, when I don't know the bartender and know that they know what they're doing. You
yeah.
know? There's a place called Evely in Hollywood, and the bartender or the bar manager there is so good, and everything he just fucks around with is going to be great, so
mm-hmm.
I don't mind that. But I really like beer.
I was just going to say,
IPA.
I like beer as well.
I'm obsessed with IPA.
I
right
like
now.
Wheat,
yeah.
wheat beers,
yeah.
summery beers.
I put
beer.
On if I drink beer, I put on so much weight.
Really?
I am 5 pounds overweight right now, and I should go back to cocktails.
You look great.
Thank you.
Yeah.
No,
so
I
do you.
Yeah,
oh,
we all
do.
You
do.
Guys.
Well, I've
yeah.
been training for 12 weeks.
I know.
For what?
It's paying off. It looks great.
I'm going to drop 100 pounds just for fun.
That's fun. Sounds like
Do you have 100 to drop?
Yeah.
Are you going to cut off one of the limbs?
No, I got. I'm like 280 right now.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I got to drop like another 100.
Oh, you're going to be skinny. Get that high fructose
corn
syrup.
Well, hopefully, guys, I'll be pretty jacked. So when I take off my shirt, I can seduce a lesbian.
Yeah. It's going to take more than that. It's going to take off a little force.
What do you say, the four of us
quick
go
roll
out and
in the
seduce
hay?
Some lesbians right
yeah.
now?
Let's do it. Yeah.
Let's find some saggy bottom jodhpurs out there, guys.
But our rider for Nerdist shows is Jonah gets a giant bottle of Kettle One. And I always make sure they have cranberry juice.
Oh, wow.
Because I like vodka cranberries.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So you ride
off
his rider.
And I don't want a
rider.
UTI, correct.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
Well, I mean, we have one rider. And I just,
you don't want a UTI, but you're fine with just liver damage. just get it.
You know, there's nothing wrong with a good vodka soda with lime. That's pretty nice.
I'll drop a lime in there, make it a Cape Codder.
I don't know. I sometimes feel like I used to drink vodka sodas, and I feel like a vodka soda is just like, I would like drunk, please. Can I get drunk on ice?
And as little of a hangover as possible.
I'm also super lightweight. In fact, I'm a little drunk now, and I haven't had anything to drink. I don't ever have that.
You've been
problem.
Drunk since you were 21?
Maybe.
The first day your lips touched liquor,
I was born drunk. I'm always just a little tired, too, and I eat like a bird, so I just alcohol just seeps into me. And
well, I get
over.
Delighted by day drinking.
Yeah, I do
like
too.
Whenever it's
I
an opportunity.
I'd rather
whenever
day drink than night drink.
Yeah.
For sure.
Especially like a long shadow afternoon. It's a little crisp and you just got nowhere to go that night and you just,
it's
got to
be the perfect atmosphere though. Like it's got to be a little
good
outdoors but nice and sunny. And
I don't mean to be the contrarian, but I hate being drunk in the day. I'm like, what's happening? Everything looks different and weird.
It's beautiful. And then you got to go home and take a nap.
No,
and,
I don't nap. And so I'm like hung over by like 5. I've been drunk during the day maybe like 3 or 4 times
really?
In my life.
Yeah. Wow.
Never.
I haven't even drunk.
But I'm just saying,
like
I just, for some reason, it's weird for me. I don't know why. Like, I don't know. And I'm always crashed at the end. But I don't know.
Man, a beer on a patio during the day, like that means that that means you're living your life right because you don't have obligations right now. You're taking care of everything.
Yeah, exactly. It signifies that your day's done early and you just get to relax.
Totally.
Yeah.
Where do you stand on pumpkin beer? It's that season.
I like beer, so I don't need it to have fucking flavors and shit in
I like
it.
What if you make a beer float with like pumpkin ice cream?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Right?
I like what you're talking about.
I would
about.
Do that.
I would only drink beer if you surrounded it also in ice cream.
Yeah, Allie wants it to be a milkshake. She doesn't want it to be a beer.
Yeah, I don't want you guys to get the impression that I'm super healthy. Like, I ate an entire tub of Cool Whip by myself in a day or two. If you can...
Hardly any carbs in that. Don't worry about it.
So bad for you. It's so bad for you. I got it because we had to test like beer floats and stuff, and I got it for recipe testing, and then I used a scoop of it, and then I just...
Yeah, but
scoop the rest into
but
your
where you're going, with this pumpkin ice cream and a pumpkin beer
with
situation.
A shot of butterscotch schnapps maybe.
I actually just made a pumpkin milkshake, pumpkin bourbon milkshake with maple syrup and some spices, and
it was
really really good.
What kind of ice cream?
It's vanilla ice cream, roasted pumpkin, bourbon, spices. Fuck yeah.
Done.
It's so good.
Perfect.
Oh, and a little maple syrup. It'll be on it's a recipe we worked on for Cooking Channel.
Yeah,
so
they've been to holiday cocktails. 10 holiday cocktails.
Mm-hmm.
So are you guys going to be bumping out to commercial? I'll see you guys when I'm like flipping the channels and like holiday drink time.
Oh, no. It's just
or
written.
Is it a show?
It's written. It's a written thing.
We just had to turn in a bunch of holiday recipes, but we created them during the heat wave last week. So I was making like glog in my apartment doesn't have air conditioning, so it's like 100 and I put a meat thermometer on the table and it got to 117. And then I was making like mulled cider.
How do we tie this back into Bond?
Sorry,
just,
guys.
Just wondering,
so far away.
Just, there's got to be a way, though.
There's gotta be.
So, well, he gets on the airplane. He's like, 3 drinks for me.
He's drinking for 3. He's pregnant with twins.
Yep. And
I feel
we learned that was bad.
An obligation to get some things out to the Bond nerds out there.
Okay, do it.
Do it.
Orson Welles was originally going to play Goldfinger.
What? Ooh, I would be more interested in that.
Yeah, me too.
Amazing.
Yeah. Gert Frobe is in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, which Ian Fleming also wrote.
All right.
That's all I have.
That's all you have?
Like, what about...
Oh, he was wearing a flesh-colored Band-Aid on his hand because he was married at the time and didn't want to take off his wedding ring.
Oh!
But then also, I think,
couldn't they add
beat
that?
His wife or something.
Gert?
No.
Sean?
Connery, yeah.
He wouldn't take off his wedding ring for a role?
apparently, also, this is, didn't he have some issue with abuse with his wife?
Which it wasn't
is funny
an issue with him. Happened, yeah. I mean, he had.
So Roger Moore, who's probably the other longest playing Bond, he had an issue with abuse with his wife, too, but he was abused by his wife, which tells you everything you need to know about those two Bonds. He's more of the gentleman swap. You guys might actually like a Roger Moore movie.
Which one? Like what? I like that you're, it's almost like you're prescribing us
yeah,
weed
we're trying
or
to
something.
Get you.
Like,
yeah, I am. I want to get you the right high.
This one's a sativa or whatever.
I want to get you the right high.
This is a purple haze bun. Like, we don't know anything about it.
I know so little about marijuana. I was like,
I don't know either.
Is that a sweetener? Stevia?
Sativa? I don't know. I know that there's two kinds of pot, and both of them make me horrified and scared.
I don't care
there
for
is
pot
one
either.
That. Look,
I sound like such a buzzkill. I'm sorry, guys.
Sorry. Right.
Just invite me on a podcast to talk about misogyny, and shit's going to get real. I'm real sorry.
Well, I mean, we didn't invite you to talk about misogyny. But it's just,
wasn't that goal. It's fine that it was.
But it's a natural progression.
It just came out.
Like, to be fair.
Yeah, it's just, you know, Goldfinger, everyone's favorite.
But you know
Bond
what?
Movie.
Well, it is Nerdist, so if we're going to really get serious, there's going to be some misogyny
and that's
happening.
Fair
anyways.
Enough.
That's
I
true.
Have to, yeah.
I welcome introspection about these things and looking at films of antiquity.
Thoughtful introspection.
Yes.
Oh, are you saying about comments? Is that what
just
you're saying?
No, in general, I'm saying
she likes to do it.
Thank you for the opportunity to look at this cinematic relic of misogyny.
Of its time. Yeah.
But the gadgets, you guys. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Like, in a razor? Like, put a honing signal in a razor?
That's
also, you guys, they wouldn't have given him his luggage back. Come on.
I know.
They wouldn't have given it to him.
Well, that's the weird thing about these villains. They're always this gentleman, like, duality.
Yeah.
Like, they'll let him sit down and have Dom Perignon and stuff.
Totally.
But I am going to kill you, but
yeah.
I really want a good chat before you go, and you're the only one that gets me.
And why they lose his attaché case, but not his fucking...
Because his attaché case would have had knives in it, you know,
all the tools
stuff
of the trade.
Yeah, from the previous
but
movie.
His razor blade is fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, why not?
What if he had a box cutter on that plane?
Man needs to shoot.
It actually is September.
What do you mean, a shoe bomb?
I have something.
Like that. That was good.
Remember when we were talking about lighter before and I said, Felix. Oh, this guy's the stocky one? You were right. He's not stocky.
Yeah, he's not
but
stocky.
But also, his name is Keck Linder.
Keck Linder?
Keck Linder.
Keck Linder?
Keck. Just Keck is his first name.
He sounds like a hairball.
Yeah. Keck Linder. And he's the only one on set in Miami. Everybody else was on rear projection in London.
Right.
He was the only one there.
But I just find it fascinating that they went so different with the Felix Leiters.
Yeah, he was originally played by Jack Lord. Do you guys remember Hawaii 50? And he's like a real dashing guy. But in Dr. No, he's wearing like basically female cat sunglasses.
It is an interesting choice.
It's a strange anomaly.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Felix Leiter... I don't know. I was disappointed in this Felix Leiter. Yeah. I like the Felix that shows up twice.
David Hedison.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do too.
David Hedison shows up in Live and Let Die.
Yeah.
And License to Kill.
Yeah.
Yeah. Guys, there's
why are you checking
20.
Your phones?
I'm not taking a photo of
the problem.
No,
guy.
I checked my watch because I parked in a 2-hour. It's simple as that.
I was just thinking maybe we've gone too far.
No, I'm taking photos of you guys to Instagram right now.
Instagram.
I love it. I love it. Get it on there. So, guys, fair to say that you are never going to watch another James Bond movie?
Absolutely not. I would watch it. I wouldn't do it alone.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be the person.
Maybe we have a watching session where we drink and watch.
What about
if we had an MST3K situation happening,
thank you.
And I were allowed to voice my annoyance.
You mean with an audience
and
or
ask
without?
Questions?
I mean,
then yeah.
Certainly... What about live?
That
audience?
Is a
like
that
a live...
is it's something Doug Benson and I have been talking about doing. Doug wants when Skyfall was coming out, he wanted to go back and do like all of them, like and interrupt all of them. But I don't. He never ended up doing it.
Hmm.
If we just
is
did,
there
like
a way we can do it? Could we just? Here's an interesting thing to do.
Yes.
Maybe we go back with them and record a commentary track.
For Goldfinger?
For Goldfinger or a different movie.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Press play now and then we start comment on it. Because I have so many thoughts about things in life because I'm a woman who has those things and thinks...
Man talk. Swat. At the very end. It must be like one of...
Well, thank you guys for joining us on Man Talk.
Yeah.
Spank us out.
Spank us out.
Can you hand me my terry cloth onesie?
Oh, hand me his, oh, hand his brush. Oh. His brush and his terry cloth onesie.
I'm going to jump into a car crusher.
There'll be no blood. It's crazy.
So on that note, thank you for enduring
No, you guys, this has been so much fun. I really appreciate it.
Let's give you guys some plugs. Twitter. Okay. Twitter?
Twitter's Allie in Georgia, A-L-I-E-A-N-D, Georgia like the state.
We're also, we have a podcast called Slumber Party with Allie in Georgia.
Love it.
You can find our TV shows, what is it called? Tripping out with Allie in Georgia on iTunes.
I've watched
what
it.
Is our
I
TV
really
show
enjoyed
called?
It. Wait, I've watched it. I know what it is.
Do you like it?
Yeah, I really did. I saw when you guys went to Alaska.
Too. Yeah, that's
it was really good.
Thank you.
I want to hear stories about that, but that's another podcast.
It's called the TV show.
It's called Watch Our Goddamn TV Show.
I did watch the show. I want to hear behind the scenes stories, my God.
I want you to go on another podcast where you talk about how man-hating our TV show is. And just...
Oh my, it is, man. Wait a
minute. It's not.
No, I've seen it.
I swear to God. And then we're on Unique Sweets on the Cooking Channel, and you can stalk us on Instagram.
Oh, yeah, we're
on
Instagram.
Do it. You're on, quite a social media presence.
We do our best. We're going to gram this.
Yeah, we're going to gram this.
Are you guys on, as my dad called it on the phone today, Pinterest?
Pinterest, that's adorable.
I love my dad.
No, we're not.
No, we're not.
Well, he is.
Apparently so is Allie most of the time.
I just sometimes hop over there and I see what's cooking. I was looking for good glasses frames. Well,
exactly. That's a good thing to do.
Yeah,
I wish there were more males using it.
Well, it's like a cocktail.
Because
you
can't really find what you're looking for.
Uh-oh, is someone...
Well, let me explain.
Wait a second. Does Matt Corley have a...
I do, but let me explain.
Oh,
it's not under my name.
That's the Cosmo.
Because it's already taken. My name is already taken on Pinterest.
Weird.
Pinterest.
Pinterest.
But my girlfriend was on it. It's a long story. She doesn't have like a typical Pinterest page, but I, as a joke, got on there and just put like Christian inspirational sayings and Oprah Winfrey things and... connected to her just to see what she'd do, and I don't think she's still caught that it's me.
Man,
like, it's just sitting there.
You better check your pinned interest.
Yeah.
That is
pinned interest.
She's gonna start repinning stuff, and you're gonna be like, wait a minute, who are you?
Finally, someone gets me.
But I forget that I have it because I never use it, except every week I get an email update like, Pinterest,
check out your Pinterest.
All right, guys. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us. This has been fun.
Yes, it was.
It was fun.
If you have any comments or anything, you can email us.
Yeah.
What is our email again?
Be nice.
God, I don't remember.
It's bondingjamesbonding. bondjamesbonding@gmail.com. It's one of the two.
bondjamesbonding@gmail.com. James Bonding Pod on Twitter.
Yeah, and I want to thank everybody. There's been so many great suggestions for segments and ideas.
And we haven't taken any of them yet.
But we read everything, even if we haven't gotten back to you or anything. It doesn't go unnoticed, and thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
And we'll catch you.
Sing your song.
Next time.
Matt and Matt.
James Bond. James Bond.
So much trouble with the sexes.
Good job.
Nice job, guys. Thank you.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.
Hey, this is Arnie Niekamp from the improv fantasy podcast Hello from the Magic Tavern. I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical land of Foon, and I started a podcast. Season 3 has just begun with a brand new adventure to defeat the Dark Lord. If you're a new listener or you've fallen behind, Season 3 is a great jumping on point. And we've got great guests like Justin McElroy.
I sound like a fancy college professor. Eight nuts.
Rachel Bloom.
You want to see my collection of men corpses and one woman?
Felicia Day and Colton Dunn.
You've seen me have intercourse with a variety of species.
It's a bummer.
Andy Daly.
You have the members of Genesis listed, but Phil Collins has crossed out and then circled and crossed out again.
Yes, I have killed Phil Collins twice.
Thomas Middleditch.
Jesus! I mean, Jazos! Ruler of the Eighth Circle!
And that's just the beginning. Season 3 of Hello from the Magic Tavern is out now. Listen in Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.